Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Nicole Quinn. I'm your host today on Confessions of a Spirit Messenger. I am doing the show basically as a test show. So if you're listening, hopefully you're listening with some forgiving ears, because it's really not any specific kind of topic today. I just wanted to pop on here and see how things go. As the host of Angel Whispers, I was not running the board, so to speak. We all pretty much had the shows with the control of TJ Phillips, who's the founder of Believe in the Moment. And she was the producer of all the shows. So she was running the switchboard and checking the time to make sure we had enough time left in the show, all kinds of stuff that when I was in college I used to do. I used to have a radio show at Bridgewater State College, WBIM Bridgewater, and it was kind of fun. You know, we all had our own thing going, but the equipment is right in front of you, and you have control over everything, whereas with the Blog Talk Radio interface, you've got some control, but not as much as you do when you have all the, you know, the soundboard in front of you. So I'm just kind of hanging out here, testing this out, seeing how it works. Let me see, a little bit of background about me. Let's see, I'm originally from Boston, but I've transplanted myself into San Antonio, Texas. And I've been here for about 4 years. Really interesting place, completely different from the Northeast. The people are different. There's a different feel. You know, as soon as you get off the plane, it's almost, the vibration of this place is palpable. It's relaxed, it's peaceful, and it's much less like a city than Boston is, or even the suburbs outside of Boston. So I'm still adapting here, and who knows, I might not be here much longer. I might actually be moving to either Florida or some other place where I might be able to get an actual job instead of just working and then dropping myself in a new place. And, you know, this place was really not selected by me. It was selected by my husband, because his job had a job opportunity here, and I ended up getting a job too, but I ended up getting laid off after 7 months due to a merger. So it's been quite a couple of years trying to figure out what to do, you know, and I put myself in this situation. I realized that, and consciously or unconsciously, when I got laid off from my job, I did not know what I was going to do, but at the same time, I knew that this was for a reason, and I almost felt a sense of relief, because I felt like day in and day out, I was contributing to the problem instead of the solution. And what I mean by that is, I graduated in 1997, and after doing, you know, working in the public relations office of the college, having the radio show, I did a couple of things on campus where I helped an organization turn out its newsletter and created flyers for some of the people that had events. Got into advertising and public relations, and I started doing stuff like on a, you know, a low level, entry level receptionist / traffic coordinator. And from there, I went to a little bit bigger of a firm. It was more like an ad firm, communications firm. And after that, I kind of settled in at a bank. And the bank was the place I spent most of my time at within my career. But the problem being that I got a little too comfortable there. It was a small department, me and the marketing director. So there wasn't a place to move up to. And I just had to keep creating new ways to make my job interesting. Because, I mean, let's face it, how many different ways can you sell a mortgage? You know, the campaign that we had to run for each product had a time cycle. It was the same thing every year. You know, it's like January, we were talking about home equity. And then come March, it was IRAs. And it just, after a while, it's hard to breathe new life into that. And considering the fact that I had nowhere to move up to, you know, it started to get a little discouraging. Well, then I met my husband, and we decided that, he basically decided that he didn't like Boston because he didn't like the weather. And I decided that I had been in the same place for entirely too long, and I felt like maybe I could use a change. So came down here, started working for a very big company down here in San Antonio, and that company I won't name, but it merged with another company shortly after I got hired. And I was actually doing direct mail, but I just felt like this work had absolutely no soul. And for the longest time, I spent hours and hours online, you know, researching herbs. I was very interested in healing. I've always been very interested in spirituality. And I had no idea where it was leading. I just felt like everybody else knew something that I didn't. So from that point in my career, when I got laid off, I decided, you know what, I've wanted to go to massage school for a long time now. I mean, I wrote in my journal probably 2 years before I got here that that's what I wanted to try to do. So not having the courage to give up a career and a full-time job with a nice salary and benefits, I did not do that. Well, I think this was my chance here. And just before I made the decision to do it, I went and I enrolled because I had tons of benefits at the bank. I cashed in one of the things that they had. It was like a pension or something, but it wasn't very much, but enough to get me through school. And I said, here we go. And right after that, I had this dream. And the dream was kind of spacey. I was talking to someone that had no face, you know, that they were just a person. And the person was like, how are you going to do this? What are you going to do? You don't have a job and you don't have a marketing job anymore. What are you going to do? And I looked at them and I said, well, God has other plans for me. And with that, I woke up and I was like, oh, did that really just happen? I mean, you know, dreams can be really like brain farts, you know. There's little bits and pieces. Sometimes there's some coherence. And if you're really lucky, you have lucid dreams where you actually know you're dreaming and you start directing it and kind of playing in that realm, which I've done plenty of times. But I was just very surprised by this particular dream. So I went off and I went to massage school. And as some of you may know from reading my blog, I am a medium. I can speak with people who are no longer here. However, I'm not as advanced as some of the other people that are out there on the scene. I'm more of, I'd like to call myself a budding medium because it's a natural thing for me. I haven't had any actual training. I'd really like to get some training at some point, but at the moment, this is the place I'm supposed to be, so I'm just riding that wave until I get to the next one. In the middle of doing my work as a massage therapist, I started to get, you know, the little whispers in my ear, which I'd had my whole life, but, you know, I assumed I was talking to myself, and there was this other part of myself that was way smarter than me. So, you know, telling me basically to listen to the body, let the body tell you what it needs. And I'm like, well, okay, they taught me to do this stroke and that stroke, and this is the order we do them in. And I knew about the basic anatomy and all that, but it was like, look deeper. Look deeper. What are you touching? And I kind of sort of got some training from my guides on how to work with people. And it helped me a lot because when I'm too much in my left brain, I really can go into panic very quickly because, you're working with a limited amount of information. You know, you're working with that bank you have called your brain. And whatever's in there that you've already learned is it's available to you. But there's so much out there that if you use your right brain and you connect with spirit, you can know a whole lot more. There's just, it's like you're connecting to that big web that connects all of us. So here I was, I'm working, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll do it. And I started to realize that through these techniques that I was sort of feeling for the body to tell me what it needed. And I had these people that had serious spasms in their shoulders and their back, and pretty much anywhere you can have a muscle, you can have a spasm. So I did this sort of feeling it out, feeling out the muscle. And I realized that I was able to ask the muscle to let me in and then actually loosen it up by stretching it with my fingers and my hands in the natural direction of the muscle pattern, the muscle fibers. And I was like, wow, that's actually pretty cool. And of course, left brain kicked in and said, oh no, what if you hurt somebody? There's all kinds of conditions. And my guys were like, well, we're never going to let you do something that's going to hurt someone. So those moments of caution were my being responsible for what I'm doing. That's the human side of things. You can't just say, oh, spirit will tell me everything. Spirit has input. Spirit can help you. But it can't just control your life and run you around. It doesn't really work that way. So this is where my spiritual journey sort of kicked into high gear. I've been reading all these books for the past 15 years. I've been having these little meditation sessions with myself where I would get a little bit of information and not know where it came from. And I just didn't really know how to work with my gift. And I did have a friend who is a medium who helped me out a lot and basically showed me how to kind of feel my way around and get things going with this particular gift that I had. Being able to talk to, I didn't realize I could talk to people on the other side. I knew I could hear from people, but I didn't know I could talk back and that they would answer me is basically what it was. So let me just backtrack here. So I'm doing massage and all that. It was around this time that I actually started to want to get back into my spiritual side. You know, being in a small, dimly lit room, quiet music, you know, everyone's relaxed. You start to get into a headspace and, you know, you're either, you know, zoning out or you've got some thoughts and you've got plenty of time to think when no one's talking. So I started to wonder, you know, what should I do? I know that I have something going on, but I don't know what it is. And that's when I had a reading with my friend and she's like, it was just a regular old reading. I wasn't even expecting to hear anything in particular, but I listened in on a reading my mom was having with my aunt, with this medium, and I was just quiet. I just wanted to hear. I didn't really want to participate. I just wanted to hear what was happening, and at some point, I jumped in, and called. They all freaked because I was on the phone on speakerphone. They forgot I was there, and so she comes, and she says, I asked a question about my grandfather. You know, is my grandfather around? He's real quiet, so he doesn't come through as strong, and she told me a little bit, but then she said, Wait a second. You can find things on people? And I'm like, I'm thinking about the massage, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I find things all the time. People don't know that they're there. Oh, how did you know that hurt? You know, I just assumed this was par for the course for being a massage therapist. I was very naive. I don't know. I don't give myself a lot of credit sometimes. I just kind of, oh, everyone must be doing this. Okay. Very childlike when it comes to certain things. And she's like, no, you can do more than that. And I told her, yeah, of course, I just became attuned to Reiki, so that energy is working with me too. And she said, oh, no, that's just the beginning. And she's like, you can do what I do. And I'm saying to myself, no, I don't know where you're getting this from, but I definitely cannot do what you do. I don't just talk to people. I mean, stuff happens to me. I don't quite have a grip on it, but I don't think that's what it is. So I ended up with a reading after the fact. And we talked a little bit more. She gave me some tips on how to try to develop myself a little bit. And lo and behold, right after I was attuned to Reiki and just before this call, I knew something different was happening. I didn't know what, but I started to see colors, you know, outside of my head, not closing my eyes and actually clairvoyantly seeing them in my head, but seeing them outside of my head. And I'm thinking, okay, this is new. I'm looking at this person, and all of a sudden, I see pulsing green. So I started to try to connect with, at the time, I didn't know who they were, but my guides. And I was like, I'm going to try to get to know my guides. This is where I'm going to find my answers. And I started to understand a little bit more about what was happening and that it was healing work that I was doing. And, you know, every once in a while, I'd start to see a figure in the room with me. And the figure wouldn't have necessarily any features, but they would, they'd stand at one end of the table or another, and sometimes there were more than one. And they would be laying their hands on the person that I was working on. And so I'd look up and I'd be like, okay, I am not alone in here. And they would look at me and they would nod. There wasn't really any communication. It was sort of like this understanding that we're here to help this person. We know that you're channeling this Reiki, and that's why we're here. And as I went into a meditation at one point, they told me, when you're doing Reiki, you're not just pulling in some kind of energy into yourself. You're calling on a whole bunch of beings that are there specifically to aid in the healing of the people that, you know, whoever I'm working on. And so I got real excited. Oh, something good's happening. Oh, hey. So I called up my friend and I said, hey, you know, I'm starting to see people around the table. And this never happened before. But they tell me that they're there. They're the people of the person I'm working with, and they're helping me heal them. And she said, you know what? I just heard that from someone that I was talking to recently, and it was almost like a synchronistic kind of thing. I brought this up to her. The confirmation was there by someone who came to her so she could tell me. And I realized there is a lot more going on here than I thought. When you have a gift that you don't understand, that's just something that comes naturally to you and you can't really interpret, it's very confusing. And for most of my life, I thought something was wrong with me, to be quite honest. You know, I was 8 years old and I saw my grandmother's spirit after she passed away. And at the time, I had no exposure to anything supernatural, paranormal, anything. I just knew that I looked out the window and I saw my grandmother's spirit. And to be honest with you, she didn't look like a person. She looked like mist. But my heart knew that it was her. I was a little kid. So from that point on, when I told people, because, you know, it didn't occur to me right away not to tell people. I told my mom, and I was, you know, I saw grandma and all this stuff. And then I started to get a response that was not necessarily positive. So at that point, I sort of started to just be quiet. And for the whole month after she passed, I was hearing my name. All kinds of stuff was happening, and I'll get into that in future shows because my grandmother is a show all by herself. She's multiple shows, and she's always there. But this poor woman's desperate attempts to try to get me to notice her, I just was blowing off because I didn't know what was going on. I feared it, and people were telling me that that didn't happen. And because I was a little kid, my mind said, well, you know what? The adults know better. And if they tell me that, then I should believe them because nobody would do anything to hurt me. Okay, well, they didn't necessarily maliciously try to hurt me, but there were people that told me, you know, that didn't happen. And okay, so I went forward. And so for the rest of my life, I blew these things off. I mean, this was consistent stuff. Every single day, almost, I would have something happen and just be like, oh, yeah, it must have been that movie I saw yesterday. I shouldn't watch that stuff. And I talked myself out of it. So at this point, where I'm actually opening up and realizing through this experience of massage and through the Reiki that a whole new world is starting to emerge, I turned my attention back to it. And my friend said, you know, I want you to try to do a reading. You really need to practice. And I was like, oh, no, I can't do that. I can't tell someone I can just do that and then have them expect all this stuff from, you know, I went to Catholic school. Expectations are enormous in Catholic school. That's all you're doing is you're trying to figure out what people want from you and giving it to them. It's really kind of nutty, but that's how it works. So I'm trying to figure out, I don't know what's expected of me. I don't know what to do. And she's like, just just do it. Just call her. She's really sweet. She's a nice person, a good person. I send a lot of people to her who are unsure of themselves because she's very compassionate. She's not going to judge you. Okay, I'll do it under duress, like usual. So I get on the phone with this woman, and I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm just thinking, we'll see how it goes. And all of a sudden, and I didn't do anything specific. I didn't light any candles. I didn't say any chants. I just turned my attention to where that place was where I always got some kind of information without realizing I was doing that. And I suddenly found that there was a woman there. And this woman, I could tell she was a grandmother. I could tell she was on the dad's side of the family. I have no idea how I knew this stuff. I don't even know how I asked the question. It was so subtle. And the woman was saying, yes, yes, and Celtic, some kind of a Celtic connection or Ireland in some way. Got that. Yes, that's right. And then I described her, and I could see her clear as day in my head. It was like seeing a picture of someone I didn't know, but definitely being able to see the person. And everything was right. And I was shocked. I'm like, how am I doing this? I don't even know how I'm doing this. It's really weird. So after I got off the phone with her, you know, we actually had a conversation afterwards because we got along really well. And we talked, and I was like, you know, let's keep in touch. You know, this is a person that I want to stay in touch with. She seems to be really on my wavelength. So I get on Facebook, and I friend her. And immediately after I friend her, you know, you can see the person's pictures and all that were private before. I come across this picture of her and her son and this woman in a wheelchair. And my jaw hit the ground. This was the woman. This was the woman that I had just seen. Not only that, she was wearing the clothes that I saw her in. And I was freaking out. And I'm like, oh, my God, I have no one to tell this to. Who am I going to call? Call my husband. Yeah, that's nice, honey. I mean, he does not get it. There is a complete rift there with that. So it's not even worth going there. But it's like, oh, see this lady? This is the lady. I did it anyway. I needed to tell somebody. Like, this is the lady that I saw. I can't believe it's really her. And then my next thought was, wow, she looks so different. She looks so much more vibrant now. You know, she didn't look like a person, an old person in a nursing home. She looked vibrant. Her skin was beautiful. And she had just a really great energy about her. And that's when I realized, for real, there's something else going on here besides me just talking to myself in my head and, you know, being able to touch people and mysteriously knowing that if I go here and I press this way that this muscle will let go. And, like, I don't know how you explain these things to people that don't have this kind of a background or don't believe in it, but I will say this right out of the gate. I'm not here to prove anything to anyone. That's not what I'm here for. If you are a person looking for me to prove something to you, you're looking in the wrong place. And that's where the Boston attitude comes in. I am who I am. I'm jumping in where I am, regardless as to whether or not I think someone else is ahead of me or behind me. This is where I am, and I respect that place. And I respect that I'm where I'm supposed to be. You know, this whole, do you believe in a higher power? Whatever you want to call it, God, love, creator, source, great spirit, goddess, whatever it is, it's all those things and more. But it does exist, and there is something bigger than us. And I know that we're all connected to it, but I think that part of what I'm doing here and part of why I'm out here on the internet radio right now telling you all about this stuff is, first of all, to let you know that I'm no better than anybody else. I'm just a person. I was born, and I've been trying to figure out what it is I'm doing here since then. And I think everybody's out there trying to do that. What's my purpose? Is this the right thing? Is that the right thing? And I do it daily. Am I doing the right thing? I don't know. Sometimes you're not going to know things. But really, everyone can do this to some extent. And I really believe that the reason I'm in the place where I'm at now is because I'm supposed to reach out there and help other people who may already have this going on in their life, but don't really know what it is or don't understand it or blow it off. And I'm supposed to help people learn how to just make it a part of their life. You know, there are people that said to me, well, you're a medium. You know how to do this. Now you're supposed to sit down with people and bring through messages. And I'm like, not only does that scare the living hell out of me, I don't know that that's the right thing for me to do with this right now. It doesn't feel right, and it doesn't feel right on many levels. Anxiety is always there. You know, I've always, like I said, always trying to deliver the results that are expected of me, pushing myself to that point. But something else is there that tells me there's something else here that you need to do with this, and this is why you're in the place you're in right now. So right now, I'm here to tell you that I'm just a person like you, and I've discovered through other people that this is something more. Had I just sat here by myself and kept, you know, continually blew it off, working in corporate America, droning under fluorescent lights all day, I don't know that this would have happened. So I need to thank God that I lost my job. And as much as people probably think, you know, you're insane, how can you say that? You lost your means to support yourself. I really can't say that anything bad that happens is really bad. So if you find yourself in a situation where you think the world is coming to a close, or, you know, everything's just shattered around you, think for a second, you know, just calm yourself down for a second and realize that there are other resources out there and that you will be provided for in some way if you allow it to come into your life. I needed to allow myself to take that step. I was in a place where I almost felt hopeless if I threw away my education. I'm throwing away my education if I go into massage. I'm really dishonoring all the work that I've done. And it's like somewhere inside I knew that wasn't the truth. And I knew I had to do something different. And I knew this was my chance. How did I know these things? I don't know. The only way that I can explain it is that when you calm down and you disconnect from all the distractions of your life and the things that are screaming at you all day long for attention, there's something else that happens, and there's something else that's there, and that's the place where everyone can start with trying to understand how their own gifts work. And everyone has their own gifts, and they're all different. They're not the same, and they will not work the same as another person's. You may have similarities, and there may be some people where 5 things match up out of 10 that you get the same, but no 2 people are exactly alike, just like no 2 snowflakes are exactly alike. It's just the way that it's supposed to be. And if you try to make yourself do something in the same way that someone else does, you're really going to miss out. You know, if I sat here and said, well, you know, Lisa Williams on her show does it like this and does this, this, and this, and if I do it and that doesn't work and I beat myself up, I'm not doing the right thing. Because that is her gift. That is what she does. That is her process. I have no business trying to make myself like her because I'm supposed to be like me. And everyone else out there, you're supposed to be like who you are. Don't beat yourself up because you're not X, Y, and Z, because you're not as beautiful as a model, or, you know, you don't have the brains of like a great, you know, I don't know, like a Bill Gates type of a person. That's their gift. That's what they bring to the world. If everyone brought the same thing, I don't think it would work. So mainly that's what my job here is to help you all understand that. At some point I might give readings over the air. I might not. I don't know. At this point I don't feel comfortable doing that. When I do readings one-on-one with people, either on the phone or in person, they tend to be extremely personal, and I tend to get just as emotional as the person that I'm working with. So to have that happen live on the radio I think would freak me out a little bit. And I just don't know if I'm ready to go there yet, but I still want to be out there helping people who are in the beginning stages. You know, if you're an advanced person and you're already doing this stuff, you might be able to, you know, jump in and relate to it, but it's probably not going to be quite as useful as somebody who's just out there wondering, why are all these people so special? How come I can't hear my loved ones? How come I can't hear any guidance? Those are the people that I'm here to reach. So if you're one of those people, feel free to follow me on my blog, confessionsofaspiritmessenger.com. I am also on Facebook, which you can get that link from the blog page itself. And I am available for readings if that's something that you want to do. But in general, what I really enjoy and prefer to do is to help people understand that they're not alone and that we each walk with one foot in each world. And the trick not isn't to throw away the fact that you're human and transcend it, but to appreciate and integrate both of those worlds into one. So that's my message for all of you. I hope you'll continue to listen. This was just a test show, so I'm, you know, just on the fly here saying whatever I think might be helpful to people. And I'll be continuing this broadcast on Mondays at 11 Central Standard Time. And I look forward to you joining me. Thank you very much. And I will hopefully be hearing from you soon.